KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Trying to calm down Americans and markets, some Republican lawmakers telling ABC News the plummeting of Wall Street indexes is temporary, saying they're not worried about tariffs, but didn't comment on Americans potentially paying more for many things because the cost of those import-export taxes will be passed on to customers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I believe that the policies that we're putting forth are going to improve the economy and bring down costs for people. It takes a little while. We're in a transition period.
Democrats are opposed, so Republicans in the House tomorrow can only afford to lose one Republican vote to pass a measure to avoid a government shutdown by the end of the week. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire with Russia at a meeting in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Cargo ship hit a tanker taking jet fuel for the U.S. military off eastern England. Both ships burning, one of the crew members missing. This is ABC News. Israeli negotiators are in Qatar restarting talks with Hamas on phase two of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. This is Israel has cut off electricity to Gaza, which also affects the region's water supply. Eddie Alexander's son is a hostage in Gaza.
We have to be back into this bargaining table and keep talking. And get everybody out as soon as possible.
Pope Francis continues to improve at a Rome hospital, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge at the Vatican.
There's no indication that Pope Francis is going to resign. That is completely not, on the table at all and not talked about here in the Vatican at all. I think it's important to underline that, you know, Pope Francis is confined to his hospital room for now. There's no indication of when he might hopefully be discharged from hospital, but he is still working from his hospital room, according to the Vatican. He has been joining Vatican business and meetings via video link.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers around this evening and a little breezy, mostly cloudy otherwise. There could be some snow mixed overnight. A low in the low 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, cooler, but still nice for this time of year. High upper 30s. Warmer, though, for the rest of the week. It's 55 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt and Aaron
on air.
You're
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, Dega, you are right. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, a lot going on here, and we're going to have a big, big show here. But before we get in and talk about our show, Haley, some things have happened here in the community that we wanted to discuss. One of the things that we wanted to mention is Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities. Because of the great work they do in the serving our community and communities, there was an issue that happened there, Haley.
Yes, there was, Robert. And I think this is a good thing to tie into March being Women's History Month. Just kind of, you know, talking about MIWRC, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, because they serve women in our communities, but also their families. So MIWRC is leading the way with our women, for our women. So they're a big part of our community here. I just want to recognize all the work that they do, especially during Women's History Month. But also, Ruth Anna Buffalo, CEO, is a good friend of ours, Robert, mm-hmm. and a weekly guest every Tuesday. And Ruth Anna's been leading the crew at MIWRC. And last night, it was really unfortunate, but we saw MIWRC was one of the organizations that were targeted with vandalism in our community. And I guess the windows were broken, a couple other things. And this is the statement put out by MIWRC. So Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center works every day to make our spaces a safe haven for the community, since we know many of our relatives are coming to us during some of the most vulnerable times. This is why we are saddened that our space was compromised by vandalism. While we are hurt by this action, we pray for the perpetrators and hope that they are able to direct their energy to spaces that are more productive to society. If you would like to help, MIWRC is accepting donations to support the cleanup. So if you are able to, please visit www.miwrc.org/donate.
Yeah, really, thank you for reading that. A really unfortunate situation and happening here in our community. And we're really sad to announce this. And I don't know, Haley, I think you might have heard that some other Native places were vandalized too.
That's what I heard from a friend of ours and a community member who's on boots on the ground all the time in Minneapolis. Yeah, a couple other orgs were targeted. I can't remember offhand what they said, but mm-hmm. kind of seems like a targeted attack against organizations that are serving our Native communities.
Yeah, really sad. And, you know, it's interesting. I was down at the Minnesota, at the Indian Center today and checking out the canoe and seeing community and, you know, it's a sad situation, and it's a thriving community there on Franklin Avenue. And I just really sad that we're reporting this, Haley.
Yeah. So if you have anything, if you're able to contribute, go to miwrc.org. They have that donate tab, I think, right as soon as you get into their website. Mm-hmm. And yeah, shout out to the community members. I know people probably showed up today helping with that cleanup. Yeah, I don't know with the cold weather and stuff, how they're able to remain operable with their programming inside MIWRC in the community room and everything. But yeah, I'm sure Ruth will talk about it more tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I switched gears a little bit there, put some tobacco out for our relatives here and donate to the site. But to switch gears a little bit, I got to see you this weekend and it was really great to see community and be in community at St. Paul Johnson. And we talked about that. Got to see my my grandchildren's first powwow. They were at their first powwow Sunday, and got to see both my daughters and son-in-law and Haley.
Yeah, there was everyone at that powwow. So shout out to community for showing up for that, honoring John Bobolink Healing in Four Directions powwow yesterday at Johnson High School in St. Paul. That was, it was so great to see many familiar faces. You know, Senator Kunesh was there, mm-hmm. as well as Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. And they read a proclamation, too, from the governor's office, which was really special, honoring John Bobolink. And then, yeah, I just want to shout out, recognize all the dancers and people who volunteer to put that on. I know M Health was big contribution to that, as well as the American Indian Family Center.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, John was ahead of the indigenous or Native American parent, or not parent committee, but in St. Paul Public Schools. He was the head cheese there and did a lot of great work. And, you know, towards the end, before he passed, he did, he had being able to smudge in school and have regalia on our caps for our graduation. And I know me as being a former teacher, that was not the norm when I started. And there was a lot of big pushback, serious pushback about mm-hmm. us doing our thing during graduation and really celebrating our relatives, Haley.
Yeah, so it's so important to honor John and recognize the work that he's done for us, especially St. Paul, American Indian Education programs. And yeah, the smudging and wearing your tobacco medicine pouch in school should be no questions for our Native students.
Yeah, I agree. And it was good to celebrate him. And I've always, I was not an Indian ed as a teacher. I was a regular teacher, but, you know, saw John speak up for our kids and was just a great guy that really had a great heart. And I always say too, because, you know, we always didn't see eye to eye, he never held a grudge. And that's so I can't say that. Yeah. About a lot of people I know.
Always, yeah, and that says a lot too about John and his personality and his care for the students, always putting the students first and advocating for them.
Yeah, and it was great to celebrate, and it's going to be an annual thing. This was the second one, Haley, and our friend Heather Fahey, Wendy's old friend from the University of Minnesota. Yeah. Fairview Pharmacy. They knew each other and she did a wonderful job, and I had to go up and give her a big ahoo. And you know, we saw her, it was really interesting. We saw her up there, but she'd come to community a lot the last few years with M Fairview, and people were lined up to get their blood pressure checked, and still the same thing at this powwow, Haley.
Yeah, M Health Fairview, and I know they have. I think it's that indigenous. Indigenous workers group or something, really kind of advocating for Native American patients within the M Health medical system as well, which is really important. So thank you, Heather, and that group for doing that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. We're blessed to live in this community, and I know all around Turtle Island, they don't have the advantages that we have here in the Twin Cities. And we got an awesome guest, a couple guests coming up next, Haley.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have Willard Mandler back, who is the owner of Iktomi Tattoo and the founder of the nonprofit Art Shelf in Minneapolis. And we're going to talk about the Akito Festival coming up this weekend in St. Paul. It's the 3-day event celebrating tattoo, arts, and culture.
I hear rumors, too, that he might have his own guest, too.
He does. Willard's going to be bringing in a special guest for us. So stay tuned to find out who that is.
That's awesome. We can kick back and let Willard take the show over. Ho-wah.
Something like that.
Yeah, right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Have you considered a career in the museum field? The Minnesota Historical Society is now accepting applications for its Native American Museum Fellowship. The 10-week summer program is a mix of workshops, seminars, and hands-on internships at the Minnesota Historical Society. It is open to undergraduate students, recent graduates, and community scholars with an interest in museums and heritage studies. Learn more and apply now at mnhs.org/NAI.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, we're totally excited to have Willard back on. Willard, welcome, as always, to Native Roots Radio. Exciting news coming up this weekend, and let's get on with it and start talking about what we need to talk about. And I hear rumors Haley's got her, I don't know where you're getting that tattoo, Haley, but Haley's getting a tattoo this weekend.
I am. Yeah. I'm super excited. Shannon's doing it. It's a wolf, so a shunk-junk, as we say in Ho-Chunk.
Welcome, Willard.
Yeah, hello. Great to be here again. It looks like Sean Hu might be able to be on here, but just in voice. Looks like his camera may not be working, but
hello.
Yeah.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So should I just jump into talking about this weekend coming up?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. That's the whole show is going to be about now.
Sweet. we're super excited about getting the show going. Basically been spending all day just kind of cranking out the details and the last minute hectic, hopefully we didn't forget anything moments. But yeah, this weekend we got just a great lineup of vendors, artists, musicians. We got Sean Hu on the line, who is one of those talented musicians. Yeah, and even since this flyer, we've actually got a cool DJ who is the DJ for Superman. He's going to be doing his own set prior to when Superman comes on stage, DJ Element, which is I'm super excited about. I definitely love everything he has going on. He does the like DJ scratch turntable stuff, just super sick. But yeah, it's turning out to be just a really good weekend.
Well, let's talk about the where and who and how and the name of the festival. And it's going to be in downtown St. Paul. And it's this weekend from the 14th to the 16th. We're really excited. It's going to be downtown St. Paul.
Yeah. Intercontinental Hotel. It's the Minnesota Akito Festival. March 14th, 15th, and 16th. On the 14th, we will be doors open at 10. We'll have our opening ceremony at 10:30 and tattooing starts right away at 10. It'll mainly just be a vendor market, maybe a couple workshops, a couple of performances throughout the day. And then, oh yeah, there it is right there. I got some good friends that are going to be reading poetry later on in the afternoon. Get Waden. I'm not sure if you guys know who that is. It's going to be doing a really cool workshop down in the lower level. We will be having guest speakers. The mayor is going to be in the house, Mayor Carter from St. Paul. A district representative for St. Paul is going to be in there as well, doing some reading and presentations, probably during the opening ceremony. A couple performances, drum, and then in the evening is when the music starts kicking off. But I think Rob Fairbanks is going to open us out with some comedy, and then that'll kind of go right into the music.
This is Willard, this is amazing. And I have the schedule in front of me, Haley and Willard. This is unbelievable. This is just a total festival. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah And just the first year, speaking, I heard you talk about proclamations from the governor. The governor did sign a proclamation that March 14th will be the Minnesota Akito Festival Day. We're trying to get either Peggy or someone from the governor's office to come read that proclamation. I'm not sure if it's going to work out, but we weren't expecting that, and so that was super cool.
Yeah, the governor's office supports Native Americans so much, and I just got to give him a quick shout out and a big deal. And a lot of it has to do with the lieutenant governor helping the governor in his ways, and it's really been a good partnership with those two. We got to see Peggy this weekend, and she's all about community and all about supporting Native Americans as she is in the Wolf Clan. Oh,
yeah.
Do you want to get your guest involved in here when he's going to play? And I just got to say too, you got Superman, and if you haven't heard him, he's an amazing artist, musician. We've had him on over the years on different things, and if you get a chance to go on YouTube and check out a few of his things. He's amazing where he layers music and does his own music at times and goes voice over drum over another voice and samples the things. And, there's just unbelievable. Hey, there's Sean Hu. Ho-wa.
Hey, ho. Yeah.
So go ahead, Willard. Let's introduce
Sean. Yeah, Sean can definitely go on. And maybe, Sean, if you want to explain the music lineup and the talents involved, because Sean's the music head here.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me on.
Right on.
Yeah, the festival is coming together here for sure. I've been in the background kind of helping Willard put musical acts together and kind of getting him in line with people like, you know, helping them book Stella and Superman and Thomas X and all those guys, helping put the lineup together. And yeah, everything's coming together here. It's great.
Sean and Willard, one of the things I want to mention too to our listening audience, we have a lot of allies that listen to the show. This is open to everyone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. We just want to bring that up and remind our listeners, this is open to everyone, and it's going to be an exciting, you know, it is a festival, and you guys are putting on something that I think started out with tattooing and has just blossomed into a lot of our modern culture as being Native Americans and first people of this continent.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and it's something that I talk about all the time, is that we want truly, like, capital E, everyone to feel comfortable coming to this space. I mean, you know, it's not just for us, you know, progressive, liberal, indigenous people. It's for all people. You know, celebrating indigenous culture is, in my eyes, you know, it's a bipartisan celebration. You know, I think that this is a space for us all to come together and just celebrate what we have in common and our culture, and to invite in like our non-indigenous relatives and community to come in, you know, support indigenous economy, learn about indigenous artists, and just kind of, you know, I think for people that, you know, may not feel generally comfortable asking questions or you know, coming and supporting artists, that we want it to feel welcoming to all people. You know what I mean? Anyone that comes in a positive, good way is welcome to come and partake.
You know, it's interesting, Sean. No, and you guys are rocking and rolling. It's interesting, Sean. We talk about Native Americans being still here. And, you know, when you see an artist or a tattoo artist or a musician, it isn't like we're going to be singing powwow music. It isn't like all our paintings are going to have a teepee in it. You know, we're here in the 21st century too, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just touching on the base of, you know, this being a festival for everybody, is we kept that in mind with the music as well. Like these artists are Native American, but it's very modern. You know, this isn't, you know, we'll have drummers there. We're going to have moccasin games there, but, you know, specifically with my own music, you know, I sample a lot of powwow music. I work with the Iron Boy drum group, Little Bear Singers out of Red Lake. And I've made some really cool music like that, but, you know, I'm mixing it with, you know, the things that I like, you know, the things that I want to make too, you know? And I feel like that's, this lineup kind of embodies that idea of like taking our culture and bringing it to the modern time.
Yeah, that's what I've been, thank you, Sean. That's what I was trying to say. That's perfect. is that, you know, we are modern Native Americans too. We're here and we have these great designs, and you can see Willard there in the background has a really cool design there in the background, and I don't see no feathers or smoke. It's looking cool. Yeah, so I mean, this is a celebration of modern Native Americans, and I guess that's what I was trying to say, Willard.
Yeah, I think that anyone, any age or demographic is gonna find something that they're really gonna enjoy here, and hopefully be able to walk away with something. You know, I think a lot of our workshops give people opportunity to, you know, create something, walk away with something besides just an experience. And, you know, we have such a diverse network of vendors. I think like there will truly be something there for everybody, you know, whether into, you know, traditional stuff or contemporary stuff.
Well, talking about traditional stuff, I love the husk doll making, you know, and I want to sit on that. And I have grandchildren now too that I can make some big husk dolls for them when they get older. So not now at this age, because they'll probably be chewing on them, but once they become a little older, Choka here will be able to make some gifts, and that would be great to go on to this, you know, doll making exhibition for a couple hours.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Trying to calm down Americans and markets, some Republican lawmakers telling ABC News the plummeting of Wall Street indexes is temporary, saying they're not worried about tariffs, but didn't comment on Americans potentially paying more for many things because the cost of those import-export taxes will be passed on to customers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I believe that the policies that we're putting forth are going to improve the economy and bring down costs for people. It takes a little while. We're in a transition period.
Democrats are opposed, so Republicans in the House tomorrow can only afford to lose one Republican vote to pass a measure to avoid a government shutdown by the end of the week. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire with Russia at a meeting in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Cargo ship hit a tanker taking jet fuel for the U.S. military off eastern England. Both ships burning, one of the crew members missing. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In the Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number 2 slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in 5th place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers around this evening and a little breezy, mostly cloudy otherwise. There could be some snow mixed overnight. A low in the low 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, cooler, but still nice for this time of year. High upper 30s. Warmer, though, for the rest of the week. Right now it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha Wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Wow, this is an awesome show, Haley. We got some great guests here. We got Willard Malbeer Jr. and Sean Hu. Sean, talk a little bit about your music. You know, when you were explaining it, it sounded like a little bit like Tribe Called Red and a little bit of a mixture of things. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I get that comparison a lot, actually. those are the OGs of our northern relatives up there.
Yeah.
I take a lot of inspiration from them for sure. I would say my music is a little bit heavier than theirs, I guess. always an idea I've had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real big fan of like electronic music and dubstep and house music and all that type of stuff. And when I had the opportunity to work with some drum groups, I recorded a couple albums for them. Iron Boy is coming out with a hand drum album here, coming in March here. And I took a lot of the recordings from there and worked them into my music. And yeah, it's been a real fun process experimenting with it, you know?
Right on, Sean. Hey, Willard, are the tattoo artists, are they fully booked during the weekend? Can somebody like me sneak in for a butterfly on my neck or something? Ho-wa.
Yes. From my understanding, I would say maybe half the artists still have openings. A lot of the books of the tattooers did fill up, but I know most of them have at least a couple of appointments open throughout the weekend. And I can think of a couple artists that were just kind of jumping in the mix that where they will be available for tattoos, especially flower tattoos from the neck up. So
yeah. Or
whatever it is that you're into.
And you have all of the tattoo artists listed on the Akito Festival website, right?
Yes. I think that some of them are still going to be posted today. If you go to the Akito Festival Instagram page, they should all be listed on there.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I got scheduled with Shannon. And are the tattoo artists that are going to be at this weekend festival, are those the same artists that you have in-house at Iktomi Tattoo Shop?
Some of them. So me and Dee won't be tattooing, but Coleman and Shannon will be tattooing at the festival. But that would be it from us here at the shop. Our piercer, Thomas, will also be in doing piercings at the festival. But that's it for as far as artists from here at the shop. But there's some other local artists here. Nipponette, Catlin.
Oh, yeah.
They're from the Twin Cities, and they do amazing work. They'll be there tattooing also. And
awesome.
Nipponette and Catlin will be, both of them will be teaching some workshops. I know Nipponette and one of her friends will be teaching like traditional and like Cree traditional tattoo workshop on Friday at 4 p.m. We're just, it didn't make it to the schedule, but we will be posting about it. And I actually think we will be raising the schedule and making that into a separate post. So, yeah, just because we have a couple more things that are going to be added to it.
Well, you know, like Saturday night, it's awesome. You know, you got Superman, a meet and greet at 3. And then to really start it off here in the main performance stage, you got Rob Fairbanks there, who's a well-known comedian, native comedian here. And then music. And I got to give Thomas X a shout out. Sean, he's a really well-known rap artist here in in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my boy. I actually produced his last album.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be DJing for him as well. So we're kind of like working out a little thing to do for our performance.
Right on. Well, I know if you need a 63-year-old man dancer up there dancing, I could help you out there, but no.
Speaking of our elders, Willard, do you want to mention kind of like pricing and how people can get tickets? Was it elders that got in for free? What is the age limit there?
Yep. Ages 60 plus are for free, and ages 4 and under are also free to the event. We do have youth tickets available. I think they come out to like $23. When I think that's 14 and under, and yeah, I think that's it, but it's, yeah, 60 and over are free.
Wow. I made it by 3 years there. I'm 63. Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Perfect. Yeah. Bring a date.
Hey, I don't know how my wife will feel about that, but.
What I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. I got sorry, Willard. I got the jokes today. I don't know. I got to settle down here. Ho. Nice.
Yeah. Well, that. I think we really wanted to make sure that we showed up for our elders and throughout this event, and we're working on hopefully getting some of the elders over from Elders Lodge over to the festival and make sure that we kind of show up for them also.
What have you not thought of? You are covering all the bases on the schedule and these things. This is, how long have you been working on this? Because this is, you're crossing the T's and dotting the I's here.
Yeah. And, hopefully not forgetting, any of the other letters. I feel like I've been, hyper focused on this for sure the last couple of days, but just really trying to make an event that has a little bit of everything that I would love to see, but also from the standpoint of someone that just isn't into what I think of or what I'm looking into. And and honestly, a lot of the hard work and brainstorming and backbone of this festival was done with, my coworkers and the people that just like helped me here at the tattoo shop. My really good friend, Angela Richards, is putting in so much work into just doing the vendor coordinating. We still have space for a couple vendors. If anyone out there is interested, feel free to reach out to us through the website. But yeah, Angela has been doing so good. I would be lost if it wasn't for the amount of time that Angela has been putting into the festival. I think we are doing really good for our first year. And hopefully we're not forgetting anything. I feel like at least once a day I am like, oh wait, that thing. And then it's like, we need to make sure that everyone has power outlets for the vending booths. Like, how could we have forgot about that? Imagine the day of we get there and there's no power for any of the tattoo artists. Like,
right.
What a devastating memory, we almost didn't have any electricity. So,
wow. Well, Sean, were you helping out with the storytelling people? Because I see some names here like Leschke, Jerry Dearly, my dear friend Barry Hand will be there telling stories. And then we have a lot of other people. We got Lakota and Dakota. I don't see Ho-Chunk telling stories. So maybe I'll have to be out in the parking lot telling some stories. Ho.
Uh-oh, there's a missing letter.
Well, this is some key people, Sandra McKay and Marilyn Hall from Canada will be speaking too. This is an amazing, amazing thing that I can't wait to see, and that's on Sunday.
Yeah, and actually Barry Hand will not be speaking, but everyone else is confirmed, and we are still looking for a couple more people to share their stories or do some teachings. I asked Lexi Jerry if he could share some Lakota stories that I'm personally would love to hear, especially his version of things, and just kind of I know he knew my dad really well, and they grew up in a very similar community. So I look forward to hearing him speak. And Fred, me and Fred share a lot of similarities in our stories and our path into recovery from incarceration and working with the community. So, he's gonna play a pretty pivotal role in those and at the entire festival, hopefully with, helping out with some opening and closing ceremonies and stuff like that. Definitely happy to work with Fred. He's doing amazing things.
Yeah, and Jerry, I've known him for years too. I taught at Harding High School with him, and he was the Lakota Dakota teacher. But even prior to that, the Little Red Schoolhouse, I mean, he's been in community working with our students and telling great stories and teachings for so many years, Willard.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I haven't gotten as much Jerry FaceTime as I would like to. So, you know, when we were thinking like who could we ask to, you know, part in a storytelling thing, was like, oh, Jerry for sure came right into my mind. So definitely excited about that. And, you know, Austin Owen is going to be co-facilitating a lot of our ceremony, like opening ceremony stuff and some prayers and stuff like that. So definitely excited. Wow.
So Sean, who are you excited to see musically this weekend?
I'm very excited to see Superman. I haven't seen him live yet. I've only seen just like videos of him online, but I've been a fan for many years. So it's been real cool being a part of this process to help him get here and all that.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've had him on over the years, and his original story when we had him on years ago was that he was a little worried about what he was doing, and elders came up to him and said he's doing good, and then he really kept on going, you know. And so we always need to check in with our elders. But geez, Superman has a great story, and he's been doing it for quite a few years.
Yeah, he's a real inspiration for people like me, you know. Sampling our traditional music was always a weird line that I wasn't ever sure if I could cross, but people like Superman and people like A Tribe Called Red really paved the way for people like me.
Right. I still call them A Tribe Called Red. I think they changed their name, but I still got my Tribe Called Red t-shirt. I'll be wearing my Tribe Called Red t-shirt this weekend. So
yeah, they just hit over like 1 billion streams on Spotify or something. They're doing really well. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, there's classic songs for there, and we're going to have classic songs we're going to hear, and it will become classics. We're going to take a quick short break here, and we're going to talk some more here. We got you guys. I have to give you this prequel here. When we start the next segment, get ready to howl, because Haley's going to give us a cue, right, Haley?
Oh, yeah. We got to protect our Minnesota wolf population.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Everyone knows I love Rudy Luther Toyota, but do you know who else loves Toyotas? Consumer Reports. They're out with their best of 2025 auto issue, and once again, it reads Toyota, Toyota, Toyota. Of the new 2025 models, Consumer Reports recommends the Prius, Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, the Camry, the Sienna, the Corolla Cross Hybrid, the RAV4 Hybrid, the Highlander, and the Highlander Hybrid. In almost every class, you'll find a Toyota. Find one for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. How old? Ho-wa.
That's wolf language for no.
That's right.
They said no hunts, too.
I was waiting right for right. Sean Hu to start howling, and then I was going to start howling.
Oh, all right.
I know. I unmuted you guys. I was waiting.
Well, next time, definitely. Hey, Willard, before we talk about the festival again, let's just talk a little bit about your shop and what some of the things that you have to offer. I just think I could have you on every week to talk about that. It's so unique and powerful what you do and do for the community. Could you just give a quick overview of what you do during the week?
here at the Iktomi Tattoo, I would say, a lot of what we do here is just hang out, be sober, and help people on their artistic journey of self-expression. And we have just recently started doing our rebrand process into Iktomi Tattoo and Piercing. We're happy to expand into doing that. And Thomas is just an awesome individual, and he's standing about 20 feet away from me right now as I speak about him. But I think that us here at the shop, it's basically family. You know, I see this group of people as often as I see my child Crimson, as often as more than I see anyone, I'm here. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to also be attached to the my nonprofit art shelf, you know, and to be able to, we do our sobriety meetings every Friday night at 7:00. And, you know, it's growing. I feel like Art Shelf has this explosive potential to grow into like every community. And right now we're still in this like incubation stage where it's like, you know, I can tell that someday Art Shelf is just going to be this big thing. And we're going to look back on when it was just like this crawling start. And, you know, I'm just super humbled and happy to still be here and be sober and tattoo. And, you know, I'm just ecstatic with the crew that we here do shop. We all support each other. Every once in a while we'll get on each other's nerves, and it's amazing how quickly we can we grow from any situation as a family. And, you know, I'm super happy to be here. Everything's been going great.
And then just give the location so somebody like me, I can drive over there that Friday night and listen in on some sobriety talk. Oh,
yeah. It's 1415 West 35th Street. It's basically 35th and Hennepin over here in Uptown Minneapolis. Depending on how you look at it, it's either the beginning or the ending of Hennepin. We'd like to think of it as the beginning. Yeah, we're just, you know, we got a nice little spot here in the neighborhood. It's not a bunch of crazy traffic, but it's great.
Wow. Hey, Sean, how did you and Willard get together on this project?
So we actually met, it has to be a few years ago now, a mutual friend of ours, Rob. I was actually playing a show, DJing at, and we just kind of got connected like that. And we're both, you know, indigenous artists, and we just really clicked right away. Started getting involved with Art Shelf. I'm a little over a year sober myself, so having Art Shelf as a space to be creative in has been a beautiful thing. So I'm real appreciative of Willard and all the crew over there. And so whenever he asked me to help with all this, I was more than happy to jump in. And essentially, when he came up with the idea, he reached out to me and I was like, just put me, I don't know what I'm going to do, but just put me on board for 3 days. We're good. We'll figure it out. That's been big energy for this whole thing is we'll figure it out.
That should be on your t-shirts too. Hey, Sean, I just got to give you a big shout out because I got 40 years sobriety and Haley's got a couple years sobriety. And I know that first year is longer than 40 years. And Willard knows what I mean by that. That first year is a long year. So good on you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And it's been a year of adjustment for sure. Outside of my artistry, I'm a full-time DJ. It's what I do for a living. Uh-huh. I'm in the party environment. You know, I get paid to, you know, set the environment to party. I have residencies in Minneapolis in bars. And so that first year was definitely interesting navigating all that. But I feel like I'm in a good place now, you know?
Yeah. Well, as long as you keep talking to your friends and doing what you need to do, doing the daily deal, you're going to be okay because we sobered up to join the human race, not to hide from it. And sounds like you're doing good on that, Sean.
Yeah.
They say the opposite of addiction is connection, right?
Mm,
something like that.
Definitely.
And I appreciate that. I feel like people crave community for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Arch Elf has been a great place to foster that.
I just can't, like I said, Haley, we could have these guys on every week. It's just a positive, with things that are going on around the country and the world, it's just a positive thing that this little pebble is really, you know, the old pebble saying thrown into a pond and the waves are happening and it's going to really, you know, come to a head here this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this ever since I saw this kind of be birthed as a thing. And I know I've been talking to a couple friends of mine too. I know there's a big tattoo festival. I think maybe it's in Arizona, but we were like, we need something like this up here. We have so many great people to amplify, so many great artists and musicians to be there. And so I'm super excited. I know on the schedule, it talked about some daily tattoo contests, Willard. I was wondering who's judging the tattoo contests and bringing that little friendly competition.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a VIP list of judges. But right now we're still kind of like locking in the judges and I don't want to say who they are yet, but I'm definitely not one of them, but we have you know, a couple of judges from the community here that we think know enough about tattooing and the tattooing styles to judge and make sure that they're tattooers also. A lot of the challenge has just been finding, people that have been exposed to enough like indigenous tattoo kind of categories, that aren't tattooing at the festival. Right. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be a judge and then have there be some conflict of interest. Say if like Coleman did the best, you know, floral tattoo and it'd be like, oh, looks like you guys are stacking the deck a little bit. You know what I mean? So, we're still kind of locking in the judges, but, you know, I think it's going to be good. You know what I mean? And, we're going to be posting all of the tattoo categories either today or tomorrow. And, you know, so if you have a tattoo that you want to enter in the contest, you're more than welcome to come down to the festival and enter it into one of the categories and get it judged. So, you know, it doesn't have to be tattooed at the festival for it to be judged and for you to win a trophy. And on that note, all of our trophies are, they're wood burned on some reclaimed wood. You know, another theme of our festival is trying to reduce waste as much as we can. Like even our festival badges are recycled material, compostable badges. Our trophies are on reclaimed wood and they're just wood burned or laser etched in there. So
right on.
Yeah.
Right on. I got one of those lasers at my house.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severinsen. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to pay nearly $2 billion in foreign aid, but stopped short of blocking a review of foreign aid payments. The downturn on Wall Street just temporary, say some Republican lawmakers to ABC News. Analysts blame the uncertainty over an apparently starting tariff war between the U.S. and Mexico and Canada. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
I think other countries aren't going to stand still. They're going to respond. So if we put tariffs on their goods, they're going to put tariffs on our goods. The Chinese have done that.
Dead, all three people aboard the AirCare medical helicopter that crashed near Canton, Mississippi today, says the University of Mississippi Medical Center. It says no patients were aboard, but two hospital crew members and a pilot were. One crew member is missing from a Portuguese-flagged cargo ship that crashed into a U.S. fuel tanker off eastern England. Fog was reported. The ships are still burning and leaking fuel. This is ABC News.
I'm